Hafaday zen menagav na ogen tauta guam. Today I want to talk about a malady in our community that is affecting many families, most especially our youth on Guam. Suicide on Guam is reaching epic proportions, and we as a community must come together to do something about it. Data from the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse reveals that Guam's 2009 suicide rate is over 50% higher than the average U.S. suicide death rates. Last year, there were 30 deaths from suicide, and so far this year, there have been 7 cases, 4 of which were 16-year-old teens. Guam has one of the highest rates of suicide per capita. Right here in the Pacific, where we hold our heritage, customs, and familial ties as sacred to our lives, the statistics on suicide are astounding. No, they are outright heartbreaking. Those who identify themselves as Chamorro, Filipino, or being of FSM ethnicity make up over 75% of the total number of suicides in the past decade on Guam. My dear people of Guam, suicide is preventable. We as a community can help make that difference in someone's life when it comes to addressing these tragedies. It is clear that more must be done. We must build the awareness of this growing problem. We as a community must develop a better understanding of this social ill, and we must identify more professionals who are available to assist in prevention. The two top reasons leading to suicide or attempted suicide are family disputes and personal relationship problems. For every successful attempt, there are estimated 8 to 25 unsuccessful efforts at suicide. These statistics are alarming, and we can't afford to let it go unaddressed. In this case, it is a matter of life or death. Last week, I, along with Senator Dennis Rodriguez Jr., Committee on Health Chairman, called for a round table with various government and community stakeholders. This was just the first of a series of discussions about suicide on Guam. We will be calling for an oversight hearing to be conducted by our joint committees that will require the responsible government agencies to produce a strategic framework, standard operating procedures, a uniformed and reliable communications system, and the necessary protocols to optimally serve our island's at-risk population. I want to make certain that all of our schools have a uniform strategic prevention plan that addresses the growing suicide rates among our island's youth. The results of these meetings will be published and reported out to you, the people of Guam. It is our responsibility as a community to address this problem, to put in place programs that help victims and see to it that no one takes their own life or loses a life, regardless of the situation. It is going to take all of us to address this epidemic. The Department of Education, parents, families, neighbors, friends. We must all take responsibility for each other. If you or someone in your life is contemplating suicide, don't give up until you find help. Every life, your life, is worth the effort. Reach out. Call the intervention line at 647-8833. Go to your priest, pastor, or minister. Talk to someone in your life who you trust. You are an important part of our community, and here on Guam, we take care of ours. Sijuus maasi tautau guahan. Take care of each other and take care of yourselves. We are one people, one island, one community, and we must help each other to safeguard each of our precious lives. Saina maasi.